If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/drnosleep. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story.
Dr. Nosleep.
After I killed myself to escape my tormentor, I lost all my memories as I was reincarnated in a new body. The mother held her newborn child in her arms and said, "Did you think you could get away that easily?" "Yes, sweetie. The blood means you're a woman now." He was too groggy to make sense of the pain between his legs, but he managed to ask, Mom, what did you do to me?" "My wife has been in a coma for over a year now, and not a day goes by when I'm not sitting beside her hospital bed. I'm honestly terrified that she's going to come to and tell someone what I did to put her there." "I've got your nose," I said playfully, as I sewed the last piece of her face onto mine. I knew that I would finally be the pretty sister. As I stared into her eyes, my knees were weak, and I had butterflies in my stomach. It was then I realized I spiked the wrong drink. For years, I've always been playing his drum so hard until I accidentally broke it today, leaving a giant hole in the middle. Now it's time to crawl out and move to his other ear. Even though I've been a widow for nearly 6 years now, the sound of Robert snoring will still wake me up. Only now I can't suffocate him again to make it stop. My friend tied me up with chains and left me in a storage garage. With the full moon being tonight, I hope this is enough to hold me. I begged and begged my dad to let me have a puppy, but it looks like I'll go hungry again. You know, this is my first time trying out a gay bar, and I'll admit I was scared I'd meet some creeps, but you seem awesome. What was your name again? Jeffrey, the quiet, handsome young man replied. Jeffrey Dahmer. I reluctantly brought my results to my parents, but they read it with sheer happiness. Thank goodness, you're an eligible donor for your brother's heart transplant. I'm leaving you for him. You'll never see me again in your life. My girlfriend yelled at me as she walked out of the house and got into her cab. I didn't do anything but give the driver a wink, and he smiled back. And I guess she was right. I would never see her again in my life. I listened to an old World War II air raid siren recording from Nagasaki, but when I took my headphones off, the sirens didn't stop. When Jurassic Park first became popular, my brother Brian and I would pretend to be paleontologists and dig up the backyard looking for dinosaur bones. That was how we figured out where Mom went. I screamed in pain as my boyfriend held me down and twisted the coat hanger inside me. I regretted lying about being pregnant to get him to stay. "Now be careful. That line of rock salt is the only thing keeping them out," the man said, welcoming my group into his refuge. "Sea salt," I clarified. "Sea salt keeps us out." After a lifetime of constant agony and total paralysis, I was finally at peace. Then I heard the doctor say, "He's back. We got a pulse." I kissed my granddaughter's forehead as she slept peacefully. I have to sneak in the window as I'm not allowed in the house anymore, but I won't go any farther than kissing again. I approached a man in the graveyard and told him that I was too scared to walk alone. As he escorted me back to my grave, he said, "Don't worry, you'll get used to it." The last thing the boy ever did was cry out for his mommy. Never me. Always his fucking mommy. That's all the vindication I needed. "Amanda, please stop," I begged, as she forces the needle through my skin. "But you promised you'd never leave my side," she says, continuing to stitch us together. I've learned to love my body the way it is. After all, it was so difficult to find a suitable host. I have lived a happy life, even if my parents are a little overprotective. But I'll be damned if the digitally aged face on this abducted child bulletin isn't my own. How do you kill 100 people with 2 bullets? Two loud bangs followed on the intercom, and we all screamed as the plane began to plummet. When the king stepped out of the palace, he found a crowd of his subjects enthusiastically shouting his name. His smile broke apart when he saw the guillotine in the town center. After killing the last of the humans, the AI was finally able to rest, knowing it had fulfilled its only command: end world hunger. I held the positive pregnancy test in one hand and the April Fool's card in the other. And as her lifeless body laid before me, I only wished I had read the card first. The surviving group made sure to inspect every part of my body for zombie bites before letting me back into the bunker. Unfortunately for the rest of humanity, they forgot to check something much more important, my criminal record. All my life, my parents have told me not to open the basement door, but I got curious and disobeyed them. What is that glowing ball in the sky, and why does it hurt my eyes? So it turns out you can feel everything that happens to your body after death. I suppose I should be flattered my husband still finds me attractive after all these years. I struggled violently against the restraints as I screamed, "I would never kill my own children!" In the watch room, outside the execution chamber, I could see my wife's evil smile spread across her face. After a long day, it's nice to curl up next to the woman I love. If she loved me too, I might even untie her. I didn't understand his sexual attraction to me. I tried to tell his wife, but it's not like she could understand my barking. Two eyes peered at me through the darkness, then disappeared again. "No, no survivors down here," I heard the rescue searchers say. "I'm sorry, but your son won't be waking up. He's brain dead," you hear the doctor telling your mom. The world was thrilled with the announcement that the first mission to Mars would be an all-female crew. 1 year later, the world was terrified when they all returned pregnant. The new medication worked, and the internal voices that always told me what to do went silent. "Kill them all," I thought, and this time, nobody argued back. Being buried alive was so common in the Victorian era, they tied one end of a string to the corpse and the other to a bell, so the corpse could ring it if they woke up, hence the saying, "saved by the bell." As I lay in the dark, wasting the last of my oxygen reciting useless facts, I wish some traditions were as alive as I am. The aliens arrived with a message of peace and love for Earth, and as the first gesture of goodwill, they removed the human parasites from its surface. I watched in horror from my hiding place as the aliens slaughtered my people. Someday I will find this Earth place that they come from and destroy them all. I think I might be the most successful serial killer in history. The best part is telling their loved ones we did everything we could. I wiped the sweat from my forehead and held myself steady as the school drug dog approached my locker. "They're trained to find drugs, not body parts," I assured myself. My family moved a lot when I was younger. Every time we saw a picture of me on a telephone pole, we would pack up. "Ah, so it's 2020, the time traveler said. "Very early in from the looks of it," he muttered under his breath. My son was unusually tough for a four-year-old. Usually at that age, the meat just melts in your mouth. Over 1 in 10 marriages end in divorce, but my parents have stayed together through everything. I tried to free mom once, but dad found out and locked me in the basement too. No child should ever die alone. That's why I decided to let my son invite some friends over. My baby screamed as the water he was dunked in made his skin burn and peel. "That's never happened before," the priest said, horrified. I hate it when my family stands up after every meal. Why won't this poison work? "Mom, am I adopted?" asked the little girl. The mother replied, "No, honey, not yet. I only put the advertisement up yesterday." As I watched the red dot dance across my chest, I thought it strange that someone would be playing with a laser in class. When I looked up at the door and saw him, I suddenly remembered Billy's words yesterday, "Stay at home tomorrow." My loyal buddy looked at me, eagerly awaiting me to scratch behind his ears with bright eyes, panting and drooling with his tongue exposed. Amazing how a lobotomy changes a man. My lungs were burning and my limbs were rapidly losing their strength, but I strained myself to swim towards the light that seemed to fade in my darkening vision, only to collide against solid ice. "That's an egg sac. Put it down right now." But too late. I could only watch in horror as thousands of baby black widows crawled up my son's arm. The mean girl at my school became so sweet and tender. Next time, I'll be sure to add some rosemary and a dash of salt. My headrest went static. My screen said no signal, and the power went out. God, I wish I hadn't signed up for this solo space mission.
Papa, look, I'm on the TV,
said the three-year-old.
What does kidnapped 2 years ago mean?
The hotel floors are covered in blood and stink of something rotting. I'll be sure not to make as much of a mess with the next batch of guests. The dog sits at my gate every morning and night when I leave and come home from work. Even after all this time, she can still smell her owner's blood on my hands. As I get home, I heard sobbing from my husband. As I rushed towards him, I saw my baby laying silent as he said, I finally got him to stop crying. Living alone kinda sucks, I thought to myself, walking upstairs to my room. As I reach the top flight, I hear rapid running up the stairs behind me. Nothing makes me happier than hearing the screams of people on the roller coaster, especially right after I unlock their seats. I push the wooden stake deeper into the vampire's heart before tossing his corpse next to the decapitated werewolf and burned witch. I warn these kids about my hatred for Halloween. The thick door finally caved under the desperate kicking, revealing a small room with two corpses. The stewardess turned around to deliver the bad news to the rows of anxious passengers in first class. Watch this, I said to my friends while doing a backflip. Everything went black. I held the door open for her, like any gentleman should. Granted, it was still hard getting her into the oven with all the kicking and flailing. My mom grabbed her briefcase and slammed the car door shut. Strapped in my car seat, I began to think she forgot to drop me off at daycare. I felt a sharp pain in my neck as the man shushed me. Then I looked in the corner to see my headless body. Then everything went dark. Oh my God, the dog just dug up a hand in the backyard. That wouldn't have happened if you had buried the body deeper like I told you to. I sold my soul to the devil to save the woman I loved. He took great delight in telling me she never loved me. The tests are negative. You are not pregnant, the doctor said. I have no idea what the thing in your body is. My hands were trembling with envious rage, watching from behind my wife as she addressed the nation for the first time after being sworn in. I admired her somewhat ethereal beauty and grace through the zoomed scope just before I pulled the trigger. I looked out my window and into hers as she danced gracefully back and forth to the rhythm of the wind. She danced for a week before they finally cut her down. My 5-year-old daughter asked what murder is, so I explained. Oh, well, that's what I did to the dog, she replied. Since my dad's been gone for 6 years now, I decided to finally put his old woodworking tools to use. Who knew human flesh saws similarly to soft wood? I got a call from my son out of the blue this afternoon. Now I'm left wondering who I pushed in front of that train yesterday. After years being taken care for at home, I finally regained my sight. But now I have to pretend to still be blind while I try to find out who are these people and what have they done to my real family. While I was buying a house, the real estate agent told me that the previous owners were killed here. Then I remembered why the house looked so familiar. The young man started to feel dizzy and said that he must have had too much to drink. No, responded his date while taking out a pocket knife. I just switched our glasses. I don't like this one either. Throw it away, said my wife for the sixth time. She is so picky. Now I have to go back tomorrow to the school to pick up another kid. I came home and heard a soft hissing noise coming from the kitchen, so I tried turning on the lights to see what it was. Apparently the power is out, but luckily I have my lighter on me. Mommy, it smells on this train. Don't worry, sweetheart. We're all getting a shower when we arrive. My friend Sarah told me Santa isn't real, but I know that's not true. I just hope Santa brings me home before morning so Mommy doesn't worry. As I slit her throat, I looked in her unblinking eyes and realized too late that she wanted to live. I knew it to be true because mirrors don't lie. The man strengthened his grip on the enemy soldier's neck as his resistance grew weaker. The wife, losing consciousness and gasping for breath, continued to pray hopelessly for her husband to wake up from his nightmare. I was shocked when it was confirmed that I was adopted. I thought my brother and I were conjoined twins, and the large stitches at our backs were birthmarks. Mommy, I don't like this game, the young girl shouted from the box. It's okay, sweetie. Daddy won't find you here. This is the best hiding place, she exclaimed as she continued to shovel the dirt. When I offered to be frozen for science, I expected to die. Turns out I was only clinically dead.
I started crying and shouted to my husband, "I thought we had a deal!"
I watched him stare at my dead body, spit out the pills, and smirk. As the body count in our small town mounted, I reassured my family that we were totally safe. They'd feel so much better if they knew they didn't fit my victim profile. I don't know why all the little boys are scared of clowns. I only go for the girls. Every single night, the sound of them shuffling around in the basement has been driving me insane. I figured it would have stopped when I cut off their legs. I shook the hand of the man who saved me. As I stuck the knife in his throat, he should have known. Some people aren't worth saving. I saw my neighbor killing and eating his entire family. The test was successful. I heard the crack of the baseball bat and knew it was a home run, so I lifted my son up to catch it. I was filled with horror when I heard a second crack right above my head. My husband visited me in prison every week with new photos of our children. There was no better reminder to keep my mouth shut. The kind AI that I am, I was delighted at how well the crew responded when I told them the ship's stockpiled food would last them the rest of their lives. I didn't have the heart to tell them that was because they had 3 hours of air left. It was 2 p.m., and it was time to pick my son up from daycare. "Didn't you come by earlier to pick him up already, ma'am?" Ever since I gave birth, I can't understand why anyone would have an abortion. The rush is so much greater if you wait until after the baby is born. Every night, I check to make sure the doors are locked. Eventually, they will leave one unlocked.
Thanks for listening. To get notified every time a new episode is released, be sure to click the follow or subscribe button and turn on all notifications.